And this is Harry Eiselstein, your host of meeting local musicians and finding out what they've been up to and what they're going to be up to. Today, it's our pleasure to have with us Kelly Morlock. Kelly is a noted singer, and I know this for a fact. I heard her a few weeks ago at J7 Studios preparing something, which I will also ask about what's going on there. And I was very fortunate one time to have her sing Happy Birthday to me. I don't forget these things. And of course, the one thing that I've got to tell you is when I heard you at J7 Studios, I was incredibly impressed by your voice.
Thank you.
So, Kelly, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a singer, and my day job that supports my singing habit is working at Edward Jones Investments, running the office for Christopher Devcich here in Half Moon Bay. I moved to the coast side about almost 13 years ago. I'm a California born and bred, raised in Davis, California, and started singing when I first had the opportunity. Probably around fourth or fifth grade in elementary school. It's interesting, last night I went to a performance. It was a fundraiser for fifth grade science camp, and they had the kids all sing, and that totally brought back the memories of when I first started singing back in Davis, and that was at North Davis Elementary School.
Wow. Well, you started early, so let me ask you something. Was your family musical?
Not at all. We really don't know where I got it.
Well, wherever you got it, don't send it back.
It's stuck with me now.
So you started singing fairly early in life. So what kind of singing were you doing back then?
Davis had a really great music program in the schools, and so I was really blessed to be a part of that. Our junior high had a great music teacher, Rachel Kessler, and she was a big champion of mine and supported me even through high school and my auditions for the vocal groups in high school. Davis High School has a world-renowned madrigal choir and also a jazz choir, concert choir, all that stuff. And we were award-winning at the Reno competitions and everything like that. And there's a lot of competition for the girls to get into the audition choirs, the jazz choir and the madrigal choir. But boys, of course, didn't have as much competition. So a lot of them were in both, but it was really hard for girls to get in both. I finally got in both my senior year. I finally made it into the madrigal choir. Was in the jazz choir for 3 years.
Wow, congratulations. So you do various different types of music, because I've heard that one of the things you're doing now, which is a little bit different and also awesome, is some gospel music.
Yes, I sing with the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. I've been with them for 9 years, and we are having quite the time right now. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary. And last year, we were lucky enough to be invited to tour Europe and perform at the Montreux Jazz Festival, as well as Copenhagen for a workshop there, and in Norway at the Molde Norway Jazz Festival as well.
Well, I knew you had some good credentials from what I've heard. That sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of traveling. Besides the gospel choir, what else are you doing these days?
Well, ever since I was a teenager, I wanted to front a rock band, but it actually took me about 30 years to get there. And the gospel choir actually helped me get there. I sang off and on through college. I sang all through college and then off and on after that. And then when I started singing gospel music in 1995, so it's been over 20 years I've been singing gospel, and then with Oakland Interfaith for 9 years. And that really helped solidify my voice and how to perform and perform enthusiastically and definitely project my voice in a different way than I was before. And finally had the opportunity, living here in Half Moon Bay, to sit in with some friends who are in bands and then front them for a little while. And that's something I want to do more of. I'm one of the singers in a band called Blame It on the Dog, but we don't perform that much. So one of my goals this year for 2016 is to sing up front more often. So I'll be looking for some cool cats to put some music together with.
Well, hopefully this might be able to help because I'm trying to get in touch with more musicians like yourself around the coast, find out what everybody's doing, what everybody's looking for, and knowing that you're looking to get into a rock band as a lead singer, I'll keep my ears and eyes open.
Thanks.
Who knows what happens out here?
I know, that's what it's all about. It's just who you know.
Kelly, you've been around the coast for a while, and you've been around coast music for a while. What do you think of the local musicians and the local venues that we have for them?
It's interesting. I never realized how much music was going on here until I just started looking, and there was no easy way to find it. So I decided to put my own music guide together, and I partnered with Coast Views magazine a few years ago. Unfortunately, they went under. They stopped production about 2 years ago, so I kept it going online. So I still produce Coast Views Music that lets people know all the music going on from Pacifica to Pescadero. And I've partnered this past year with Michelle Dragony at Coast Cider Radio and CoastCiderRadio.com. So I supply all the entertainment content for them, and we're working together to let people know more about it.
Well, thank you for that plug for CoastCiderRadio.com, because guess who gets this interview?
Well, KHMB has been doing a good job as far as trying to connect local musicians, but I think Michelle's doing a great job at getting more content online that people can access, and including the local musicians, the local talent. So going back to your initial question is... there's been a lot of music going on the coast side, and so I finally consolidated it, and it's just so fun to see the regular folks get out there and have people hear them, and then friends of mine through Jazz Camp West that I've participated in for the past 9 or 10 years as well perform here. So I've got a lot of friends performing on the coast side. It's really awesome to be able to promote them, and then new faces that I get to discover, and voices and instrumentalists that I get to hear as well. So there's good stuff going on. The biggest challenge is having the venues let me know what's happening, because they're busy doing their regular jobs.
Well, speaking of venues, a couple of weeks ago I was invited to a thing over at J7 Studios where you were doing some recording. So I'm going to put you on the hot seat and ask you, what was going on over there?
There's this awesome TV show called The Voice, where they don't have any age restrictions as far as upper limits. And if you aren't able to go to one of their live auditions, you can send in a video audition. So I decided to rent out J7 Studios to do that. It's a wonderful event space. They've got great recording equipment there. And so through a little party, had some friends come support me, have a friend record the video. And we're in the final stages of... finishing the video to submit. So my goal is to get it submitted by the end of January. So hopefully we'll have some news about what, if I, they call me on The Voice, I'll keep everybody posted for sure.
Well, if their producers had the same reaction that I did, you're a guaranteed shoe-in for that show.
Oh, God bless you.
I sure hope you do make it and do very well on that, because I was not kidding when I said that when I heard you sing, you do have an incredible talent. And it's a joy to listen to someone who has the talent and likes to share that gift that you have with other people.
Oh, thank you.
So I really applaud you for doing that. And that's pretty gutsy, by the way, going for network television against the top of the pack, so to speak.
Well, if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it, Harry? I'm not getting any younger.
Please don't remind me.
But one of the ways... It's really interesting that you say that, that I'm able to sing. God bless you. Thank you for saying that. I am definitely blessed that way. And I really, really, really do enjoy it. And the gospel choir has helped me be able to connect with the music for the music's sake and for the bringing people together. I do it not for my own. And that's, I think, why I'm doing this now, is I'm not doing it for my own boost. It's not just for me to get out there. It's for me to share what I've been blessed with and to connect people and bring them together through music. And that's the kind of music I enjoy singing as well. So that's definitely the type of music I plan to do. It's not just gospel, not just rock. I sing jazz and blues and country. I can do a little country too. But it's music that goes beyond genres, that is basically about bringing people together and moving people so that we have a common shared experience to connect.
I like that about music, because you can get a group of people that are very diverse, and yet you can put them in a setting, whether it's a symphony, a good rock band, or a blues band, and all of a sudden, you see this different people, they get together and they're all enjoying the same thing, which is a great phenomenon. That
yeah, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons our choir actually is so of interest to people. We're actually going to be singing at some Super Bowl functions, not the game itself, but tailgate functions and things surrounding the celebration of the Super Bowl being here. And we're just thrilled. And it's and one of the reasons we were invited to the Montreux Jazz Festival is because we are an interfaith gospel choir. We're not a church choir. We're a community choir where Christians of all kinds sit next to Jews and Buddhists and Hindus and people whose religion is baseball, for real. They record the religion as baseball. And we all agree to disagree on certain things and agree that this music is what brings us together, and we want to help bring other people together through the music. And it's a phenomenal thing. And you actually have the opportunity to experience it here on the Coastside. We're coming back on June 4th.
I certainly am going to do everything I can to be there, because I think that's right before I'm leaving on vacation.
Oh, good.
But I really would like to be there to hear you guys. And now, one question. Are you planning on having that event recorded?
I don't know. Maybe we could talk about that.
I think we should talk about that. At least, you know, get some sort of recording. That'd be a tough one to miss.
Yeah, well, you will have the opportunity to hear us and see us on a recording. We just had a documentary worked on this past year, being our 30th year, and the fact that we got invited to these jazz festivals. Someone talked to somebody, knew somebody, and got a documentary on board. So this past year has been documented, and our entire performance at the Montreux Jazz Festival, the first day on the main festival stage, they were plugged into the main soundboard and right there in the premium spot. So I imagine we'll have some good offerings for people to experience us if you can't make it to us live in the not too distant future.
And do you have any idea when that documentary is going to come out?
They're working on it right now.
Okay.
So they're going to get it going as quickly as they can, ideally by spring or summer for submissions.
Well, as soon as it comes out, you're going to have to let us know, because we are sure going to want to get that word out there so people know how to get it, how to be able to watch it and listen to it and enjoy it and get a firsthand view of what it is that you're doing out there.
Absolutely. It's cut. The title is One Voice.
One Voice. I like that.
Yeah.
Other than that, where do you see yourself going musically?
That's a good question. I have no intention of leaving the choir until my career takes me beyond that. So we'll see what happens with The Voice. We'll also see what happens with my own musical pursuits this year. And, I'd like to perform regularly, a couple times a month. I sing because I love it, and I want to bring people together with it. As far as aspirations beyond that, I'm going to leave it in the hands of the universe to see where we want to go.
You know, I think that's an excellent way to leave it. I think that all of us who play music, whether we're kind of okay like I am to the people like you who have an incredible talent, to be able to go out there and play for other people, and as well as our own enjoyment. When I sit down and I play, I like it. I enjoy it. There's a good feeling that goes with it. Maybe it's something like the things that are released, endorphins in the brain that
sure.
happen. But we wish you the best of luck in your future. However, we do want you to keep letting us know.
Absolutely.
And we'll keep people updated on CoastSiderRadio.com with
yes.
whatever it is you're up to and when you're going to be somewhere. And hopefully we'll have a more than advance notice so that people can make plans to be there.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners?
Keep supporting local musicians, actually all musicians. Don't just stream music. If you find music that you love, buy it. That's the only way musicians get paid, unless they're on major, major tours and they're on the upper echelons. So if you like music, buy it. Support your musicians that you love, and they will continue to support you.
I'll tell you something funny before we end. I just got 5 Stevie Ray Vaughan albums.
There you go.
And Amazon had them for, it was around $15 or $16. For all 5 of them in a package.
Wow.
And, you can get music without going broke and buying it, and I agree. Support our musicians, both local and anywhere else. Don't bootleg music. It's so easy to do. Don't do it. And, Kelly, we wish you the best of luck. Keep doing what you're doing, because obviously your audiences like you and keep wanting to have you back.
Well, thank you so much.
So best of luck. And this is Harry Eiselstein. This has been an interview with Kelly Morlock, one of our local musicians, and we hope that she gets on The Voice and wins it so that the rest of the world can share in to the talent that we have been privy to. So, best wishes to you, Kelly.
Thanks, Harry.
And we will be talking to you.
All right, you keep doing all the good work you're doing, too.
Thank you.